Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list: teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
As we get to the end of the year 2023, we thought we would review what's been a crazy year and go over the most controversial sports moments that have encompassed our year 2023.
I love it.
David Cone, former Michigan quarterback to my left, Blaine Crane, former Western State Colorado wide receiver to my right. Gentlemen, there's been a ton of craziness this year.
Crazy.
Started early. It's kept on going. We want to highlight kind of the top moments. And I want to start with obviously the movie. The most triggering comedy we've seen in decades was the number one streaming in-home movie in America. Rotten Tomatoes,
I love
90% score from the audience. Actually got a tomato from the critics. I couldn't believe that. That's Lady Ballers, Scott.
You're going Lady Ballers off the bat.
And it's not just because it's mocking what should be mocked, men and women sports, mm-hmm. and actually being able to talk about that one topic. There's multiple woke topics that are all throughout the movie that we haven't had a chance in society to laugh at, that we all know is ridiculous. Going back to the yard signs with Matt Walsh before you get to meet him, that there's multiple instances where it's attacking this woke agenda that has been, you know, sweeping the country. And it's the first time we've had a comedy like that. And I do feel like looking at the backlash from the people we thought it would get backlash at, but the overwhelming positive support of something that is so controversial with this trans religion ideology that's taken over, fringe aspects of the country and therefore has kind of blanketed all of us. That's number one for me, David.
Well, I love it. The low-hanging fruit early, pun intended, for sure. I knew we made a good movie, but the response that this has received, it clearly showed that there was a demand in the marketplace with no supply. Yeah. Hollywood won't make this movie. I mean, Jeremy Boring and Ben Shapiro said it best. Like, what if the Daily Wire made a movie that only the Daily Wire can make? And the fact that they came to us and involved us in the project, it's absolutely unbelievable. One of the coolest things. And I'm so happy to see that, audiences responding to the film as great as they have.
Yeah, that was the most surprising part to me. Not that I didn't think people would like it, but it would be so positively accepted. But then again, Blaine, we've talked about all the time. To me, men and women's sports especially, it's a 99% issue. I don't know anybody personally that thinks that it's all even between men and women in sports. I don't know that person.
They're out there, though.
They are out there. We see them all the time. We see Riley Gaines and them, doing a great job of fighting for women's ability to have women's sports. But, Blaine, when you look at the movie, it's got heart, too, right? That's something that we thought was really, really important. But again, we grew up in the era of Dodgeball and Wedding Crashers and Old School and those comedies where you used to be able to mock society. Now, they're just scared to death in Hollywood to do it. Yeah. So we decided.
I mean, what society if you can't even laugh at yourself?
Very true.
And I think, I've said this a couple of times, the message is now, but the movie takes you back. Because when's the last time I don't want to watch Seth Rogen and Zac Efron sell pot? Yeah. That's what basically comedies are. They're scared to make fun of certain things. But at the end of the day, like, if you're not looking for a message, you're not looking. It is a good, funny movie, right? Yeah. Even if I wasn't, I try to look at it in the standpoint, if I'm not in this, that's why it's so weird the first time I went and saw it in the premiere, you overanalyze everything you do. If I wasn't in this movie, would I watch it? And I'll tell you right now, if you like funny, good comedies, we brought it back, and that's Lady Ballers. Yeah.
Well, Senator Tommy Tuberville, or Coach, as he likes to be called, came on our show and said, in this situation, 95% of the country is being held hostage by 5%. Mm-hmm. And the fact that Lady Ballers has a 95% Rotten Tomatoes score, I think that's kind of indicative of
that's
the statistics
right.
there.
That's
but
right.
Anyway, would you like me to transition?
Nobody transitions as well as you, David.
How about Megan Rapinoe? I mean, is any more specificity needed than that? But, particularly her talking about that there is no God because she got hurt on the final play of her women's U.S. national career.
I thought about it a little bit. I mean, you know, I'm not a religious person or anything. And if there was a God, like, this is proof that there isn't. This is f***ed up. So, yeah, it's just f***ed up, you guys. Like, 6 minutes in, eat my Achilles. I mean, what the f***?
I played sports for a long time. I never want anybody to get hurt. I don't want Megan Rapinoe to get hurt. I don't want LeBron James to get hurt. I wish they would just appreciate this country. But the fact that they have been giving the greatest thing this country has to offer is opportunity. And she's gone and represented this country on a national level and won, just to turn around and spit in America's face like this and then gets hurt. There is something fitting, though. There's something fitting to her ending her career like this and getting injured, and then immediately turns around and said, this is proof that God doesn't exist?
Yeah, and look, the America bashing and the America hating, it's awful. We see this not just by her. But the craziest part about this whole situation where she basically, you know, said, you know, that there is no God because I guess I got hurt. Even atheists wouldn't say that. Like, I don't care what religion you are, mm-hmm. what you believe. If you believe in God, that's your personal choice. But even if I was an atheist, I wouldn't sit here and say, oh, well, you know how I know that there is no God? Well, it's because I got hurt playing in a sport. Like, to me, that just shows you. And we've talked about this before. There are some people that I don't agree with about, you know, political stuff or maybe the way they go about doing their business. But we could probably sit down and have a drink together, and I'd be like, you know, that's a funny person. I can handle this person. I can somewhat get along with this person, right? We always say, you know, Eric Swalwell or somebody like that. Would he be the worst guy ever to have a drink with? I don't know, but there's a chance maybe he could be cool. Well,
Is Megan Rapinoe going away now or no? Though?
No. But like, I don't think there's a world in which I could sit down with Megan Rapinoe and have a drink and get along with this person.
Well, I think Megan Rapinoe is just a classic example of just people around your life always agreeing with you and always saying yes to everything you do. Her ideas never should be challenged. She thinks she should get paid as much as a man when he got beat 11-1 by a bunch of 15-year-old kids from Dallas. But still thinks that. Even Serena Williams came out and said it's obviously a different matchup when it comes to women and men. But the thing about it, I had the same exact injury. I blew out my Achilles and actually brought me closer to God. So I think people make decisions, and I think Megan Rapinoe only cares about herself. I think we've seen that throughout the years now. Whatever different opinion, it doesn't matter. It's wrong. We do as I say. And she's just used to getting away with that in the little echo chamber that she lives in.
Mm-hmm. You can say, oh, well, she's just messing around. I don't know. She's shown me who she is so many times. I believe her when she says stuff like this. But to think that there is no God because something of this in retrospect and in reality, insignificance happened to me, just the mental gymnastics it takes to get to that point, I find baffling. Blaine, what's a moment for you?
I'd go back to probably Ivan Provorov when he was at the Flyers.
That's your team now.
Yeah, it is. Refusing to wear the Pride jersey. Mm-hmm. The Pride jersey because it's against his religion. Actually, in the words of DK Metcalf, standing on business. That's what he did. He stand for what he's believe in, and he got shunned for it. Although I thought the Flyers, especially the head coach, did a good job of coming out and say, this is who he is, this is what he believes in. You know, we'll stand by that. He now plays for the Blue Jackets, which you know how hockey works in the NHL. But I thought this was a big moment for people who were afraid and might still be afraid to come out and stand for what they believe in.
Yeah, I respect everybody, and I respect everybody's choices. My choice is to stay true to myself and my religion. That's all I'm going to say.
I believe the NHL, did they do away with
all that? Lo and behold, a week after Get Off My Lawn on this topic, the segment, the NHL commissioner came out and said, maybe we should, you know, turn our attention away from, you know, pride.
Which is a smart move. We talk about it all the time. But look at the way that the NHL handled that situation and the way it turned out, as opposed to the Toronto Blue Jays pitcher, how they handled his situation.
Oh, yeah.
When they basically, you know, demoted him is the best
way.
That
was another one, yeah.
Because of his stance. But it just shows you, I think the NHL is trying to figure out ways to not just, and there's things I don't agree with that the NHL does, but it shows you that I think the NHL is trying to give the fans the best product, not just playing to the most woke segments of our culture and bowing to the man and becoming a sellout. I can see the NHL and say, all right, I see what y'all are trying. It makes sense to me. With Major League Baseball, you look at what happened in the All-Star game, getting taken out of Atlanta, and then the Braves obviously win the World Series and move to a state in Colorado where you have to have ID to vote. It's like it's insane. Just shows you the insanity of you know, the different organizations. But Blaine, to stay on the hockey talk, obviously we had a player lose his life in one of the most controversial, really, and you look from a legal standpoint, You know, this isn't just something somebody said, wasn't some celebrity that was overreacting. A player in an act that looked like, to me, and we talked about this a lot on Crane & Company, was not a normal hockey move, but was not intended to obviously kill somebody, but lost his life by taking a skate to the neck, David.
Adam Johnson.
Adam Johnson. And it's a situation where, you know, he was picked up, right? It looks like there are going to be ramifications. But it opens up an interesting precedent. What can you prove, David? And that was the main part.
This one was really tough to watch, man. And this is just such a sad situation. Obviously, you know, when you start talking about, you get into like legal conversations on mens rea and intent, obviously this there'll be some sort of litigation. But, you know, like I think you and I were talking, Blaine, even off the show one day about this. It's hard to set a precedent of punishing someone for their behavior in the middle of a play, no matter how reckless. Reckless is the correct word, and that's like a term that gets used with intent in the legal system, too. No matter how reckless your behavior is, now, you know, you take your skate off and it's outside of play and you stab someone with it, that's different, right? So it'll be very interesting to see how this gets litigated based off the intent and his recklessness. And let's keep in mind, this was over in the UK, so they have a different legal system than we have here in America. I think depending on how this goes, it could set a precedent for sports moving forward.
And I think the NHL needs to do a lot better job of protecting players. And I do think they need to realize that you are running around with knives on your feet. And not only that, you're running around on ice with knives on your feet. We see a lot of blades up. You see a lot of people get cut. So I think the NHL needs to do a lot better protecting main important things on your body, vital things on your body, like your neck, so situations like this does not happen. I don't think you'll be able to prove in a courtroom that this guy tried to murder this guy.
I don't think he tried to murder
him. I think there's things we've gone over, the Myles Garrett situation when it was the Browns versus the Steelers, when he took that helmet off and tried to hit Mason Rudolph at the quarterback position with that helmet. You can go back to certain things. I even watched the Draymond Green thing today. Like, I mean, it's not a football basketball move. A lot of people think that's assault.
Like assumption of the risk, right, is one of those terms. Like if when you get on a football field, you're assuming a whole lot of risk. Yeah. One of those things, though, is
not
Myles Garrett swinging his helmet at you, right? Mm-hmm. That's outside the assumption of
yes.
risk. Draymond Green swinging his fist at you. This one falls into that gray area. You saw people on both sides coming out after this
clip. I don't know if there's a way to protect against what that guy did. It was such an unnatural.
They're talking about adding these neck guards moving forward. Again, this was not the NHL. You know, this
True.
Is like a subsidiary, so I don't know how.
But, you know, it kind of reverberates throughout.
For sure. And let's see if that works.
NHL and all
Talking about the Pride initiatives, I do want to go back to the L.A. Dodgers this past summer in June. Congratulations on signing Shohei Ohtani for $700 million and getting him to defer $600
million. Yeah, not until they don't have to pay it until 4,000.
Wolf of Wall Street
situation. Absolutely insane. But you know, hosting the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, giving a community service award. I mean, I understand it's California. I know it's L.A., but what are we doing here? The drag queens dressing up as nuns get the community service award?
Yeah, it's there's multiple things here. One is, as this video plays, I don't understand. And listen, I'm somebody that dressed up as a female and played basketball, but it was for a totally different reason.
You're a beautiful one.
Nobody's giving me a community service award for it. The fact that you would reward them with a community service award is baffling to me. But it goes back to Pride Night, in the ballpark, and in general. I don't want Pride Night. I don't want Hetero Night. I don't want Bi Night. I don't want, you know, let's move to Utah and all 11 of us get married night. I don't care when I go to the game what is going on in your bedroom. I don't care when I go to a Braves game or an Auburn game what your thoughts are on immigration. I don't care. That is, sports should be a haven. And listen, politics seeps through everything. I understand that. I'm not naive. But we need to try and protect the very few spaces where there is some breathing room outside of the political realm and is actually a unifier. Sports is one of those arenas. I don't want to go to the ballpark and see that. I want Bark at the Park Night.
Okay, so you're fine with the dog.
I'm fine with Bark at the Park Night.
So even dog haters then are like, well,
yeah, or dog
people,
haters?
People who are, let's say, allergic to dogs or something, like, well, I don't want dogs at the ballpark either. Look, I'm completely fine with the ballpark just being for playing ball.
I think,
even though part of me is like, okay, if I go to a game though and I see the Sisters of the Poor being honored rather than the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, even though I'm not Catholic, I don't have a big of a problem with that. And I think Spencer Klavan came on our show after this and said it well, which is don't retreat to neutrality, right? Like the Sisters of the Poor, even though you may not agree with them or may not be the same religion, is morally more upstandable than the Sisters of Perpetual
Adult. Oh, without a doubt. Well, I mean, we got to be able to understand what we're talking about here. I think there's a big difference in between Bark at the Park Night or the Sisters of the Poor, or a charity, or like the Humane Society.
That's why I became a Rangers fan after all this, remember? Because that was when it got pointed out to me that the Texas Rangers were the only team in Major League Baseball that didn't celebrate any sort of Pride Night. Look, I'm a Braves fan.
And then they win the World Series.
Hashtag chop on.
And they win the World Series.
But the Rangers really won me over with that. Then they won the World Series.
Yeah, they did. Oh, well, what a year for those guys. So there's one, obviously, we're going to talk about. It's been everywhere. It's been bleeding through the NFL. It's been talked about on every game. Every Sunday, every Thursday, every Monday. And that is Travis Kelce in relationship with Taylor Swift.
Oh, boy.
Is that controversial? Is it a trick, though?
I can't.
Oh, is it fake?
Here's what I think.
I can't run from it enough. Every game I watch, every broadcaster, every commentator, for some reason, when I want to go watch college football, y'all have Taylor Swift on my football screen.
Yeah.
I don't care at all. Good for Travis. I think they're going to be the downfall of the Chiefs, to be honest. And look at them right now, not doing great. But no, I think it's real. I think it's real. I don't think they would have gone out this long for it not to be.
I don't think it's real, and I'm going to tell you why. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I try and evaluate every situation equally and ascertain what I think is really happening without putting myself in a category of, well, I'm just going to think of the most fringe thing that could have happened in this situation, or that fringe things never happen in these situations. I feel like once you do that, you lose your ability to view things thoroughly. When I trust my instinct and my gut. I've seen movies. I've seen plays. Been in a movie. I know when something is fake. I've watched the WWE. And yes, it's fake. I'm sorry.
It's still real to me.
I know when something is orchestrated. This just doesn't feel right. Because to me, if it was true, they would have tried, not saying they could have, to keep this a secret for as long as humanly possible because you knew this was going to happen. I think this is multi-pronged. I think this is going to be a huge, this relationship is going to be used to push to get people out to vote for the Democrats. Mm. That's what I think this is. And I don't think it's a coincidence that all this PR and all this media and all this stuff starts right before an election year. It involves Pfizer, which now their stock is tumbling, if you haven't seen that. I think Taylor Swift is going to be the face of the Get Out to Vote movement for the Democrats in 2024. And I think they're going to use Travis Kelce to try and tap in to a little bit of the vote that they don't have and get into that football realm, because it's the only way. They tried to do with the Bud Light and Dylan Mulvaney stuff, and it obviously backfired, and we're going to talk about that. We're going to get to that. I think this is going to be the biggest get-out-to-vote push by the Democrats in 2024 using Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. That's what it feels like.
That is an interesting theory. I'm just trying to see if Kadarius Toney lines up on sides.
That's what I'm totally different. That's a problem I don't think anybody.
Why don't you go ahead and talk about Bud Light, though? Because that may be the big. I mean, it's sports adjacent for sure.
Well,
that's
one
of the biggest stories of the year.
But Bud Light and Dylan Mulvaney. Obviously, I'm sure most of y'all know the situation that happened. You know, you had the sponsored Bud Light beer cans that had Dylan Mulvaney, and it led to probably the most successful boycott, I think, from the right in the history of what I can remember, for a company as high profile as Anheuser-Busch, which obviously Bud Light is one of the many beers that they have. They have a ton of them. That's not the only one. But I think it sent a message of kind of where the United States is when it comes to traditional things that we are used to and trying to have an agenda forced on us. Not an agenda that organically just grows throughout and becomes a part naturally of society, the way society kind of evolves. But forced upon us, I think this was one of the biggest cultural moments. Obviously, it's controversial, but I think culturally, this is one of the biggest moments because they tried to force this in an arena that absolutely just ate up and spit it right back out. Mm-hmm. I thought it was incredible to see.
Were you a Bud Light drinker, Blaine, before?
I'm a Miller Lite guy.
Okay. I was.
See, I wasn't drinking Bud Light before. It's like if this were Maker's Mark, I'd be having a very different conversation. But, and obviously like, I was wrong on this. And I'm shocked that this boycott lasted as long as it was. I thought this was a two-week thing and people would forget about it. I mean, people dug in. You were seeing concerts.
They're still dug in.
People wouldn't even touch the Bud Light stuff on the shelf. Now, things are a little bit different now because you do see Dana White with the UFC having a $100 million sponsorship with him. And for full disclosure, like, we're friends with Dana White now, right? Like, I don't know if we're friends, but Dana knows who we are. We gamble with him. So, yeah. Look, I wish Dana White didn't do a $100 million endorsement deal with him. I wish he told Bud Light to kick rocks. But he's a businessman. Him taking $100 million of Bud Light's money, I still think that's Bud Light selling out rather than the UFC selling out. An apology would have gone
for second
chance. An apology and an acknowledgement of wrongdoing would have gone a lot farther to me than just saying, well, we didn't do anything wrong, but also we're going to tie ourselves to the most masculine sport.
Yeah, see, until you do that, I can't get over
it. I agree. I'll tell you, one of the other biggest stories was the PGA Tour and LIV Golf this year. I mean, like, we really saw a legitimate hostile takeover, like a strong arm bear hug by a foreign nation, Saudi Arabia, of an American sport. I didn't think it would happen. I didn't think, you know, I don't know all the details as it relates to PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan and everything that happened, but man, what a crazy situation where Saudi Arabia can just say, we have so much money, you won't give us an equity stake in the PGA Tour, which is what we want. So we're just going to poach all of your players for an absurdly large sums of money. And they can come over here and it's not really merit-based. They don't have to compete. We're just going to pay them to basically not play on the PGA Tour until the PGA Tour capitulated and said, okay, well, now let's form a merger.
I haven't had one ounce of desire to watch the LIV Tour at all, no matter how many players they sign.
But have you watched the PGA Tour? See, if you were a lover of the PGA Tour, I mean, do you watch PGA Tour golf?
Yeah.
More than LIV, for sure, right?
Absolutely. 100%.
What about you?
Do I watch PGA Tour?
Do you watch?
Yeah. Or do you just watch the majors?
Because the majors are not PGA Tour.
It depends on what's going on when that's on. If there's something that's bigger in the sporting world, I'll watch it. I'm going to watch the majors. But I think looking at it from the view of if you just love golf, if you love watching golf, how are you splitting it up and how are you feeling about it? I mean, we're still, you know, Jon Rahm, you know, these past couple weeks, you know, going over to LIV. But it is the best example I have seen in sports, I think, of money is the ultimate power. Money talks. Saudi Arabia, which is what the LIV Tour is, let's call it what it is, bought themselves into the PGA Tour.
Yeah.
Well, how did they do that? They basically built something similar to the PGA Tour, took PGA Tour players, and basically held them at gunpoint. And Jay Monahan, the PGA, it didn't take them long to capitulate. They were France, buddy. Oh, no. You came through the Ardennes. Here you go. Here's the country. It's that. That's what it was.
Yeah. I mean, God, I just can't watch any golf where people's knees are out.
You just can't get over
it. I can't do it. It's just...
Golf
is a gentleman's game.
Well, you know, I just can't believe this is coming from the same guy that says there should be fighting allowed in baseball, but you can't wear shorts in golf.
No.
That is just...
No, it's not.
That's
that
standard,
is completely
right?
Different. Yeah. Completely different sport.
What else you got over there?
What about the DeMar Hamlin situation?
Yeah, obviously.
Well, I mean, look, the biggest controversy with that is the fantasy football leagues just suspending the championship.
Again, yeah, it got settled.
Back to this.
Huh? Ben Shapiro adjudicated our fantasy football. Yeah.
Which I think, look, he wanted to side with me. But
he did not.
Well, that's why he decided I was the winner.
He did not.
Did you win after all?
Yeah, that's
every
why
every day it changes.
He did not. I won. It hasn't changed. I won. I am Savannah.
No.
And it is me.
If this is your first time ever listening to anything Crane & Company, I won the first Jake
won the first ever fantasy. In all seriousness, though, I mean, look, DeMar Hamlin survived. There were a couple days there where we didn't know if he was going to make it, and he came back to football.
Well, look, here's the thing, though, David. What do you think? What do you think caused it? What do you think caused it? After all this, as we sit back, let's play this video clip real quick because this caused a lot of controversy. Let's just play it, and then I want to ask you that, David.
How did doctor describe what happened to you? That's something I want to stay away from.
Look, I don't know, man. I'm not a doctor. That's why we had Dr. Peter McCullough on to talk about this, right? What I do know is football's a very violent sport. You get hit in the wrong situation, the wrong place at the wrong time, anything can happen. I've seen baseball pitchers for years get hit with line drives that come back to them, hits them in the right spot with the heart and the arrhythmia and all that, and they fall down. Dr. Peter McCullough, to me, made a really good point, which is, well, when that happens, guys don't get back up.
Yes.
DeMar Hamlin got back up briefly and then fell down again. I don't know anything about the vaccine and vaccinations and how this affected or whatever, but it does seem like more and more stuff is happening that is weird, right?
I follow what I see and what my instinct tells me. You bring up a great point. If your heart stops, you don't get back up, right? If that was a hit, that was caused by that hit. You brought up baseball. I've seen this in real life. In real life, I've seen somebody get hit with a baseball, right? Charging on a bunt, and the bat gets taken back, and it's a full swing. Hit, heart stops immediately, defibrillator out. Mm-hmm. You don't, there is no motion past that. Your heart has stopped. You especially don't get back up. There's no death rattle where you get back up, like in that situation. And then I see that interview where you're afraid. That was fear in DeMar Hamlin's. I'm watching it. I don't know if you're listening right now in the car or whatever, but if you're watching this and you know what clip we're talking about, I know what fear looks like. He was afraid to answer that question because there's no way he doesn't know what happened to him. So either somebody told you, don't bring this up. We don't need you to bring this up. Or you're just legitimately scared to answer it in general because of what could happen, there's no way you don't know. I put the puzzle pieces together, I follow where the evidence lies, and I go with my gut. That's what it's
so what do you think it is?
I think it had something to do with something he put in his body, and most likely it's the vaccine.
That would be
I think the logical answer is it had something to do with the arrhythmia that we have seen. I mean, you got people. There's a lot more young people that are going down in very interesting situations. And like I said, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but in this isolated...
Man, wouldn't you just see it more happening in the NFL if that was the case, if it was the vaccine? Mm-hmm. It wouldn't just be DeMar Hamlin, right?
Well, it's not something that's going to happen a ton. Look at the amount of times it's happened since the vaccine started, as opposed to when it didn't. The numbers are crazy. It just doesn't start. And it's everywhere. It's not just one league in one country. Sports is something that's played all over the world. And it's not just the sporting world. It seems fishy to me, man.
Hopefully more information will come out.
Do you think they'll tell us, though? You think they'd tell us?
Well, they know, but information comes out a lot.
I mean, he's back to playing football now, so I mean, I don't even know why the information needs to come out.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah,
you're right.
Which is the best thing. I'm glad DeMar Hamlin's. I'm glad he obviously didn't die.
Yeah.
But another kind of staying in the NFL, Matt Araiza, the punter.
Oh yeah.
You know, if you hadn't heard about this, he was accused of sexual assault. It was bad of what he was accused of. But now we got an update even as late as this week, David. He's been acquitted of all charges.
Well, that case got dismissed.
Dismissed, and he's not suing for defamation.
Defamation on the Jane
accuser.
Doe.
Yes, on the Jane Doe, whose name we don't know. Here's what I believe in this situation. I think all people do bad things. I don't care what you look like, what your gender is, whatever. I believe that if it gets proven, and I want to use the word proven. Number one, if you sexually assault somebody or do something, you should go to jail. I mean, I have no remorse for people that do that. But I feel like if you accuse somebody and it is proven that you accuse them for nefarious purposes, whether that was to make yourself wealthy, to be able to sue them, whether that was to gain custody of a child, whether there was any nefarious reason that you accuse somebody of this, and it is proven that you made it up to try and hurt that person, the accuser should have to spend the same amount of time in prison as the person who was accused if they were found guilty. Mm. And again, that's not saying that if the person gets found innocent of that, that the other person automatically goes to jail. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is if going through the process of figuring out what's happening from the prosecution and the defense, if it is found out that this person made up this accusation to hurt the other person in any way, damage reputation, whatever, that person should have to suffer the same consequence. That's what I believe. I think it'd stop a decent amount of it.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, if you don't have a deterrent for a certain behavior of accusations, then it's not...
You got nothing to lose.
Exactly, yeah. I think it would only be right if we talk a little college football. I mean, obviously, we're going to talk about this Florida State and Alabama college football playoff situation. But even before that, my alma mater, the Michigan Wolverines, I mean, Jim Harbaugh getting suspended 6 games in totality this year, but the final 3 by the Big Ten for violating what was NCAA rules, not even the Big Ten with this.
And they didn't even have a notice from the NCAA.
The NCAA, I know, they broke violation so egregiously, the NCAA never actually even sent a letter of wrongdoing to the University of Michigan. But just, you know, I'm putting my bias aside, and just to recap the details of this, the analyst, Connor Stallions, was, the NCAA alleged that he scouted opponents in advance to study their signals, and the Big Ten teams caught on to this. They complained to the NCAA, and then the NCAA called the Big Ten to enforce a punishment on sportsmanship, which made Jim Harbaugh miss the last 3 games of the season, 2 of those games against top 10 teams in Penn State and in the Buckeyes. They won all of those games. Now they're going to play in the college football playoff against Alabama, who had the other controversial situation with getting the final spot over Florida State. It's wild.
Yeah, we haven't been short of any controversy. Obviously, with the new changes we've seen in college football with the transfer portal and NIL too, that's opened up a different can of worms. But in this situation, obviously having special experience, having coached at the Division I level for over half a decade, I know that a lot, this goes on in a lot of places. Now it wasn't as intricate, just like anything in any area, whether it be business, whether it be sports. Some people are better at certain things, even if they may be in the more illegal, I guess you could say, realm. But I know everybody illegally scouts everybody. You steal signals. That's part of it. Did Michigan go too far if what's alleged is true of Connor Stallions? I guess maybe, but this just reminds me of before NIL, when everybody was paying everybody, even though it was illegal. You'd have one school saying, oh, well, at least we don't pay players. Yes, you do. You all do it. So to me, I thought the punishment was egregious, and there's no notice of violations from the NCAA.
Blaine, the Michigan defense of, well, you know, everyone's breaking this rule, so we can break this rule, it's not going to hold water. But is the NCAA, is this over with? Because I'm hearing the NCAA may suspend Jim Harbaugh for all of next year if he comes back.
Really?
That's what I've heard.
I haven't heard that. I just think this is just out to get Coach Harbaugh type of thing.
This sounds really like a you stole my girl situation.
I really think they do not like Jim Harbaugh. Mm. They do not. And the thing about it with me is, like, what rule technically did y'all break?
It's the advanced scout. You can't go watch an opponent play if you're...
But did you break it or
did they prove
it?
That it was him?
No, that's what I've been saying this whole time. Like, what? Who violated the rules? Where's the evidence of it? And what's the punishment? What's the precedent for the punishment?
And the amazing thing about it is am I supposed to see some drop-off? Like, am I supposed to see, like...
Yeah.
It's crazy.
What happened?
You heard all about this, right? But then you go play Ohio State.
Yeah.
And you whip their ass. And the days after, the weeks after, you hear nothing.
Mm.
You hear nothing because they can't get over the fact that the Michigan's a damn good football team.
Mm.
And it's crazy. They don't want to see it. The Big Ten commissioner, this would have never happened in the SEC.
No. You got a rookie commissioner.
You would have got hit with a lightsaber before you got next to Greg Sankey.
Kylo Ren would have showed up.
Never happened. So I really think it's out to get Coach Harbaugh time.
It has to be, because Coach Harbaugh's tried to embarrass the NCAA with every chance he's gotten. He's came out as pro-life.
Pro-player compensation.
NCAA doesn't like that. They love when Michigan has a woman GA as a quarterback coach.
Yeah.
They love that. But they don't love when Jim Harbaugh comes out and says, you know, I'm pro-life. They hate that.
Well, how about now playing Alabama? Well, we're going to see.
We're going to find out.
What do you
we
think?
Broke that down on Crane & Company. If you're just hearing this for the first time, go to Crane & Company. We got an unbelievable breakdown of that whole game. But let's stay in college football here as we're going over the most controversial sports moments in 2023. Florida State getting left out of the college football playoff. We have a great breakdown of this all over Crane & Company that you can find. But to put a long story short, I feel like the committee did it because we're going to a 12-team playoff. We won't be arguing over an undefeated Power 5 conference champion anymore. And we all know, at the end of the day, the SEC is better for ratings. It's going to raise more money.
Money.
It's going to generate more excitement. Just like in every business in the world, money and power talks. We talked about LIV basically building the PGA Tour because they wanted to be part of it and then merging with the PGA Tour. Money is power. And it got to the point where Florida State played a whole regular season as a Power 5 team that had a good non-conference schedule that went undefeated and won their Power 5 conference, went 13-0, and got left out. So they played a whole regular season that in reality didn't matter.
Well, the way this played out, one of three things was going to happen that was unprecedented. Either an undefeated Power 5 team was going to get left out in Florida State. Two, an SEC team for the first time in this playoff this last decade was going to get left out. Or three, Texas was going to get left out and they were going to ignore the head-to-head win that Texas had over Alabama earlier in the season. And we all said, all those three things can't happen, but one had to happen. And yeah, I do hate it for Florida State, man, because it's, we're not talking about just some team that went undefeated. When I was growing up, Florida State was one of the biggest brands in college football. Yeah. It was my favorite team growing up.
Well, and if the reverse happened, there's no way they're keeping Alabama.
No.
There's no way.
And part of that's the trust factor, because they've delivered when they get there.
And listen, I mean, watching Bama and Michigan, as much as I hate that Florida State got left out, and I'll beat that drum as long as I can and walk to the tallest mountain while I'm doing it, I'm going to be happier than a fat kid in a Pop-Tart factory during the Bama-Michigan.
It will be great. It'll be great. Hopefully.
Yep.
Hopefully a great game. I'll tell you an honorable mention, though, before we leave. The Deadspin. This was a recent one.
With
Karen Phillips trying to defame this kid, saying, oh, this fan went to the NFL in blackface. Roger Goodell needs to step in. Turns out it was a kid with red and black face paint on supporting the Kansas City Chiefs.
This is how toxic our society has gotten. Like, you can't even dress up as a kid. You can't even dress up as your team and go cheer for one of them. That's how far we've fallen. I used to dress up all the time to go to games. Auburn games, NFL games. Can you imagine, like, just seeing your, like, as a parent, just dressing your kid up and have to worry about this the next day?
Where they take your profile picture
and don't show the whole thing. They edit a side
of it. Man, who are y'all trying to fool?
Well, my thing is, I don't care if the person was 45 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're dressing up to, you're not going to a Klan rally. Like, this isn't, like, what? And it's a kid? Somebody need, like, and you know, I really hope, on top of hope, that this person is just doing this for clicks. I really actually hope that. Because if this dude actually believes that this is racist, I'm afraid that you have a driver's license. Mm. Like, to be honest with you, I'm afraid that You're just out walking around. Like, if you really honestly believe this child who dressed up as an Indian chief to go to a Chiefs game is somehow perpetuating race, that's worse to me. If you actually truly believe that, see, I don't believe that, right? Because you can tie your shoes, right? You know where your fridge is. Like, you're not out there just rubbing a balloon at an intersection staring at people.
He turned off the comments on X for the article, so that should tell you enough.
Yeah, it's a click play. It's the ultimate clickbait. Well, we hope you guys enjoyed it. Make sure you subscribe to Crane & Company. If you haven't checked out Lady Ballers, David, tell them where they can find Lady Ballers
at. Lady Ballers, probably at dailywireplus.com.
That's
probably
a good idea.
Should check it out. And deleted scenes now on dailywireplus.com.
I heard bloopers are coming.
Okay, I can't
pretty
wait.
Excited.
Really?
Yeah, pretty excited about that as well. So make sure, again, if you're just hearing about us for the first time, go over to Crane & Company. We have our own YouTube channel as well. You can find us on Daily Wire Plus. It's a lot of fun. We have live calls and a live chat. We go live each weekday morning, 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. But if you can't catch it live, you can always catch us all over the place. It stays on there forever. Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Well, hopefully forever, at least until the meteor hits, unless we've sent that bad boy off into space. But we appreciate you guys. And like the chances of 2023 being a non-controversial sports year, we're going, gone.
Introducing two new and improved Jeremy's Razors. Fighting the left and building the future means constantly bringing your best, and that's exactly what Jeremy's Razors is doing. Choose between the new and improved Precision 5 Razor for an exceptionally smooth and close shave, or the brand new Sprint 3 Razor for a quick, clean shave. The new razors feature top-to-bottom redesign. Enjoy an ergonomic handle designed for superior durability. The new coated stainless steel blades are sharper, so they last longer. Increased flexibility allows the razor to better contour to your face to reduce nicks and cuts. Plus, the lubricating strip is now equipped with argan oil and aloe. It's time to toss out that woke razor and get yourself a Precision 5 or Sprint 3 trial kit today. Pledge to fight the left and build a future with Jeremy's Razors. Go to jeremysrazors.com and order yours today.
We'll get to more on this in just one moment. First, $20 barely gets you anything these days. You can't even fill your gas tank or get a burger and fries for less than $20. But do you know what $20 will get you? From the cell phone company I use, Pure Talk, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. Pure Talk gives you the same quality of service as your current cell phone provider, but for half the cost. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can switch to Pure Talk and keep the phone and phone number you currently use, or you can take advantage of their great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids, making the switch incredibly easy. Their U.S. customer service team can help you join Pure Talk in as little as 10 minutes. Choose to spend your hard-earned money with a wireless company that shares your values, supports our military and veterans, creates American jobs, and refuses to advertise on those fake news networks. So stop spending a ridiculous amount of money on your phone plan. Go to puretalk.com/Shapiro right now. My listeners can get an additional 50% off their very first month of coverage. That's puretalk.com/Shapiro. Again, start saving money on your phone plan today with people who actually like you. Go to puretalk.com/Shapiro and start saving.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.